It's Thursday, September the 11th, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. Eight suspects, including six police officers, have been arrested over the alleged smuggling of police firearms after South African authorities linked Namibian weapons to gang violence in the Western Cape. Two civilian police employees were among those who appeared in the Windhoek Regional Court. According to News on One, Police Inspector General Joseph Shikongo said two trucking companies suspected of being involved also operate locally. He and Brigadier General Philemon Shafa Fashike of the Defence Force provided the update. The Global Africa Hydrogen Summit officially opened yesterday in Windhoek, running from September 9 to 11 at the Windhoek International Convention Centre. The three-day event is being held under the theme Ambition in Action, Fueling Africa's Green Industrial Revolution. Our team's Angie Scholl spoke with European Union Ambassador to Namibia, Anna Beatrice Martens.
Well, let me say, first of all, this summit is a demonstration of Namibia's leadership on green hydrogen and green industrialization by bringing together 78 countries to this event to discuss about the opportunities of green hydrogen, the concrete examples that we can see already today in Namibia, and to push countries to move ahead in green transition. So my expectation is for private sector industries, government representatives to network, to get together and to come out of this event energized and convinced that this is a huge opportunity for Africa and partners of Africa.
According to business expert Joseph Shiama, the sustainability of youth enterprises depends on leveraging modernization gains while securing more than just government funding. He argues that mentorship, coaching and international collaboration, especially with China in technology and innovation, are key to long-term success.
And that is why I believe that if the government of Namibia and China, if they create a platform for our young entrepreneurs to share some or to exchange some ideas with the counterpart in China, so we will see that there will be a big difference, because as far as I know, the SMEs, they're reaching 30 years, is already dead, and we don't want to see that.
Governments across sub-Saharan Africa have expanded school meal programs to reach about 20 million more children in the past 2 years, according to the World Food Programme cited by Reuters. The region recorded the largest increase in school feeding worldwide, rising nearly a third to 87 million children for last year. Countries such as Ethiopia, Rwanda, Madagascar and Chad managed to scale up efforts, with some feeding up to six times more children during the period. To the U.S. now, where Kamala Harris has called it reckless that Democrats, including herself, deferred to former President Joseph Biden's decision to seek re-election. In a book, the former vice president says it was a mistake not to challenge his run despite his advanced age.
An excerpt from Kamala Harris's upcoming memoir, 107 Days, published in The Atlantic magazine, offers her bluntest reflection yet on Biden's failed 2024 campaign. She writes that Democrats were wrong to cede the choice to what she called an individual's ego. Harris, who went on to replace Biden as the Democratic nominee in a condensed campaign, is the latest prominent Democrat to second-guess his re-election bid, joining others like former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. Iris Pitzer, San Francisco.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.